Harry, first of all, you must be sick to death of talking about it, but the fans are mithering us to death about signings. Yeah. Any news for anybody?
No. I wish I could sit here and say, yeah, we've got a few coming, but we haven't. No, it's difficult. It's always been difficult, you know? We're looking and trying. Get longer, the closer to the window it gets, the harder it's going to get. People say, oh, it'll get eat, there'll be players, but it's, I think it gets tougher, you know.
Anazi as well, having his work permit turned down, that must be a massive disappointment, mainly because of his 80% international record.
No, he played the games. It was just the country are at the top rankings now. They've been dropped to 54, Nigeria. So that stops you getting the permit. If they'd have been inside of that, he wasn't a problem because he plays all the time. He's an outstanding player. He'd have been a great signing. But again, you know, we lost Badu and then we lost him. It seems it's one after the other, you know.
Nothing's easy. I mean, you're from the same era, and players used to come in. You'd come into your office, you'd sign them, job done, deal done.
I know.
Fans have to realise it's not like that now. It's a difficult job.
It is, but you know, you've got to concentrate on one and get them done and get them over the line. But at the moment, we're finding it difficult, you know. You look at Wolves. Wolves at top had a great start. I saw Wolves the Wednesday night before we played Huddersfield, because we were playing Huddersfield. Not one of that Wolves team is playing in the team now. Not one of them. Got a completely new team. They brought fantastic players in from Portugal, big players, you know, from Porto, and that's where they are.
And spend a lot of money, Harry. Yeah,
but they're top of the league and they've made a good start and they look a really good team. But they've got a squad there now that's going to be up there challenging. It's all about good players. Tom. The game ain't changed.
Always about players. But as well as trying to find players and all that, you're trying to win games. I mean, it's a juggling game for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know, we lost a couple of players the other night of injury, and it gets more difficult. But you know, we've got a big game tomorrow. We've got to try to pick up 3 points tomorrow.
Burton desperate for a home win as well. They've not had the best of starts. Bottom of the table. I know it's only three games in, but they are desperate to win at home for their fans. So as you said, it's going to be a tough old night.
And you know, Nigel's done a miracle there, hasn't he? Really, you know, I thought last year. He could have easily been the manager of the year, in my opinion, for keeping them up. I thought what he did was fantastic. So, you know, tomorrow night you'll go there. It'll be a cup tie, won't it? It'll be a hard game. You know, we've got to be ready for it.
What's the mood in the camp, your camp, with injuries and not a settled side? What's the mood?
Yeah, it's okay. We're fine. I mean, you know, it's just been difficult, really. That's the problem. You know, so you'd like to have had all your players in before. Used to kick the ball, but you know, we had about a 6 week period where we didn't get anybody in. As I said, went through lack of trying, we just kept hitting the crossbar and not getting one in.
Injuries, who will be available? I mean, Michael Morrison will be a big loss if he's not playing. Could he make it now?
Yeah, we're hoping he's going to be okay. You know, he's a great guy, real captain, good leader, you know, and if he's any chance of playing, he'll play. That's how he is, you know, he wants to play.
Goals, and I remember talking to you way back about goals. You can't get a settled strike force at the moment, injuries and, you know, asking people like Clayton to do three games in six days. It's tough.
No, it's been tough. He's done great for us. He's led the line because we had no one else. And, you know, he's been excellent. He works his socks off for the team, you know. But, you know, we lost Che. He was a big loss to us, you know. So, but you know, we've got to get on with it. A couple more games and then the window closes. But the window can't close and leave me with his squad. You know, and that's not being disrespectful to the players that are here. Some good players here, but we need to strengthen the squad desperately. And if we don't do that, it's going to be a tough season.
Finally, for me, the spirit, the desire, the determination, nothing wrong with that side of it. We saw that. That could carry you through some games.
Yeah, we worked hard. You know, both the games, great result against Bristol City. You know, we didn't have a bad week. You know, we had three home games. We won one, you know, 5-1. Then we beat Bristol City 2-1. And the other night, it was a lack of quality the other night. I felt it wasn't a great game, you know, but it was tough. And, you know, if we can get a win tomorrow night, it's been a good start.